Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. 2 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
And cattle futures experienced a relatively low volume today, but we're down sharply, down 205 in August feeders at 142.25. That market had gone back up to the 50-day moving average before hitting resistance, and they were roughly 275 off their highs from earlier this morning on the August. September's down $1.60 at 141.90. October's down 137 at 140.60. Feeder cattle index as of yesterday was actually higher, 284 higher at 143.81. So going into this three-day weekend and relatively low volume, it did close under pressure. Hopefully, it'll be back Tuesday morning when those markets reopen. Live cattle today, the August is now the front month. That June went off the board yesterday. August live cattle are just under 113, down $1.85. Cash trade this week looks like it's rounded out at 120 to 122, which was $4 to $6 higher than the previous week. So there was some optimism there. The box beef at midday up 22 on choice at 208.66. Select was down $1.43 at 193.58. Box beef movement does seem to be pretty good, and these markets will open back up Tuesday morning for the live cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Just like cattle, the grain futures today were under pressure. We were 4 to 5 cents lower on the 2016 corn contracts. That put December at 367 and a quarter. And then beans were down 10 and three quarters in August, and November's all the way down to 16 lower, 1137 and a quarter. If you do the math, the difference between November and November beans and December corn is extremely wide. It's about over three times the November beans are three times more than the price of corn. That's historically a pretty wide number. Normally you would consider 2.3 to 2.5 being the difference, but so either the corn's too cheap or the beans are too high according to that measure. Wheat futures today made new contract lows again. Chicago wheat down 15 to 16 cents, and then Kansas City down 9 to 12 cents. Both of those new contract lows. Informa Economics upped their wheat, corn, and bean production for 2016. They say winter wheat is 1.564 billion bushels, where the USDA was 1.507. Corn, they're saying 14.53, where the USDA was 14.43 billion, and beans at just under 3.9, where the USDA is at 3.8. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.